Good health should not be connected to how much money you have, but all too often it is. People with limited funds are far less likely to get the kind of preventive screenings that keep them healthy, and that's what drives nonprofits like Project Vision Hawaii, which is providing free vision and health screenings to underserved and low-income communities across the state of Hawaii. With her organization's 10th anniversary coming up, Annie Valentin is the founding executive director of Project Vision Hawaii, and she's with us in our studio. Hi, Annie. Thanks for coming in.
Aloha, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. What first made you aware of the need that you're working to fulfill?
Well, I grew up as six generations of women healers here in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And after college, I went to Nepal, where my great-grandparents had lived and were medical missionaries there.
Wow.
And found that working with the underserved was what drove me.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back, and I grew up here and had my mother is a very active community person and have always volunteered and worked in the community. But upon returning from my trip, I started working in healthcare and in surgery scheduling, and realized that how many uninsured individuals, migrants, and local people had issues with eye care issues,
mm-hmm.
that were not covered, or maybe they didn't know that they had issues with eye care. So just started digging deeper, and I was working at the Retina Institute of Hawaii at the time, and they had this program, Project Vision Hawaii, with a mobile unit, and we would go out into the different communities and started experiencing and talking to people about their eye care needs,
mm-hmm.
and we would go to, you know, homeless shelters, senior homes, schools, and provide this resource. And it became very evident that there was an access to care, puka, with eye care issues and many, many other related issues, because, you know, as you know, everything's connected.
Sure. Did you find a lot of need out there?
Oh, yeah. You know, as we've grown since 2007, we are a statewide program that meet the needs of different populations. As I mentioned, with kids in schools, we target Title I schools. Hawaii is one of eight states without a vision screening program. Many people don't know that. They just kind of assume, well, when I was growing up, I got a vision screening. And
right.
There was a program, actually, in 1989. It was mandated that vision screening be provided in schools. But in 1997, that program was defunded. So organizations like the Lions Club, the Rotarians, have been able to fill the gaps in some of the schools. But one of the things Project Vision Hawaii is doing is working boots on the ground to ensure that kids who need glasses get them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as daughter of a local ophthalmologist, I remember when I found out I needed glasses. I was in seventh grade, and I stopped being able to see the board. I went home and said, hey, I can't see the board. And she said, oh, you're fine, just like any good parent, you know, get back in the game, stop whining.
Yeah.
And I went back, and, you know, sure enough, she checked my eyes, and since did my LASIK surgery. That's, you know, my mom, Dr. Jenkins. And
mm-hmm.
and so if there's an access issue there, then you think about parents who have 2-3 jobs and, you know, don't have a medical degree
right.
in vision care. And if it's not being caught in the schools, how is it being caught? And these kids just, you know, think they're not smart, because what you see is what you see, and you don't necessarily know that it's not clear, right?
And especially when you're young, you can have a problem and not necessarily understand where that problem originates.
Exactly. And then with, you know, that was kind of one of the starting places and community events, and then working with people experiencing homelessness, we mm-hmm. were able to identify certain gaps, like with the people coming out of prison where there is no insurance coverage that
yeah.
can cover eye care. And so we've been able to work with people to help them get glasses so they can get jobs and so they can be productive members of society. And it's a simple adjustment
mm-hmm.
that can really transform someone's life.
Well, it's troubling whenever you see someone who has a medical condition where the only thing keeping them from getting rid of that is money, right? An entirely preventable medical condition that simply no one wants to pay for.
Definitely. Money is a big barrier, but also understanding and awareness.
Education.
And in Hawaii, you know, all of the state of Hawaii, and we are statewide. We go to Molokai, we go to Lanai every year. Mm-hmm. We have staff on Big Island, Maui, and Kauai. All of Hawaii is considered by the feds, HRSA, the Hawaii rule. Sorry, I'm having a brain moment.
That's all right.
It's a federal acronym. But yeah, it's the federal kind of rule oversight. Yeah. Defines all of the area of Hawaii as a medically underserved area, which is a MUA or a MOOP, medically underserved population. So, and we define our access issues as geographic. So, you know, obviously sometimes there's issues with transportation. There's not necessarily an eye doctor in Kau.
Sure.
Accessibility, that's the accessibility part. Right. Affordability, which is the money part. And then appropriateness. So is medical care in the right language? Is it culturally presented in a way that mm-hmm. will be, you know, received? So we try to address those barriers by working with community stakeholders. And that's...
sounds as if it gets into a lot of areas that you might not even have anticipated having to deal with.
definitely,
especially the whole cultural appropriateness and some of the problems are familiar to residents of an island state where healthcare always becomes an issue with remote areas and specialized care. Yeah,
definitely, and we try to work with partners with the Native Hawaiian Health System and just local providers. So. Because we're a statewide program, we don't come in there saying, okay, this is how we deliver services. We say, okay, you know, you are the auntie on Molokai. You know your community better than us. Mm-hmm. Where should we go? What time should we be there? How can we try to generate awareness in your community to help provide services that will help people see?
What kind of wish list do you have for your organization going forward? You know, what would you like to see being able to expand if you could?
Well, there's lots of things like little things that are helpful, but there's also systematic things that are helpful, right? We're always looking for more supplies, glasses, donations, and obviously funding is nice. Mm-hmm. We love good volunteers. We have volunteer opportunities for just about anyone, whether you're a medical person or not.
No need specialized knowledge.
No need. We work a lot with the Lions Clubs and Rotaries. So mm-hmm. it's really about passion to want to serve people. But also from a systems level, we'd love to see a statewide vision screening program for kids again. Mm-hmm. It's something that we're getting closer and closer to, and we're working towards at the legislature currently.
You feel that there's some momentum toward that?
I do. I think there's a lot of awareness around it. You know, we at this point screen 10,000 kids a year, working in partnership already this year around 12,000 kids. Mm-hmm. But there's pretty inexpensive ways that we could, you know, ultimately save the state a lot of money by providing a simple resource like a pair of glasses to children.
Doesn't seem that far-fetched, does it, Annie? Thanks very much.
Well, we don't think so. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Annie Valentin is the founding executive director of Project Vision Hawaii, which celebrates its 10-year anniversary with an eyeball on Friday, September 22nd at the Wailea Country Club.